The only problem with Kamikaze's fighting method was that it tended to make the opponent really, really mad. Norbert turned as red as a tomato and launched himself at the two young Vikings, howling like a dog. The swords flashed together, in and out, lunge and parry. Norbert was a terrifying opponent, with his sword in one hand and his axe swiping in the other. But even though they were young, as you can see, Hiccup and Kamikaze were a formidable fighting duo. Who knows what would have happened if Toothless hadn't taken it in his head to be helpful. Toothless grabbed Norbert's big map of America from the table in his tent and flapped unsteadily like a large ungainly moth over to the scene of the fight. He hovered for a second over Hiccup, Kamikaze and Norbert and then shook his head as he dropped the map so it spread out nicely as it fell and floated gently onto the head of Norbert the Nutjob, covering him from the top of his helmet to the bottom of his midriff, like a mysterious lady of the eastern deserts.
"Oh, well done, Toothless,"
Toothless congratulated himself, clapping his wings together in an ecstasy of excitement.
"Nice swooping."
The deck heaved violently on the swell of a wave. Norbert staggered, trying to regain his balance, but with a map upon his head, he couldn't see where he was going. He lurched violently to the left, and then wildly to the right, bashing into Red Ronald, still pedalling faithfully away on the stop the boat from sinking and scare away the big sea creatures machine, with such force that Red Ronald, and most importantly, the machine, the creaky, cranky little machine that had by some extraordinary chance held together all this way, fell over the rim of the boat and into the sea. There was a mighty pause.
"Oh, Toothless," moaned Hiccup with his hands over his eyes.
They were so close to America that it had ceased to be a pale grey outline and was a long swoop of white beach with great grey waves crashing up on the shoreline and trees above, and you could even see tiny little mysterious figures moving upon the sand. But now the machine was no longer giving out that unbearable high-pitched noise. The sea dragon on the horizon, the sea dragon that everybody had forgotten about in the heat of the fighting, was finally released. And with a mighty, terrible shriek, it shot towards the boat. Having regained his balance, Norbert took the map off his head and blinked twice, first at the spot where the machine had disappeared over the rim of the boat, then at the truly gigantic dragon moving purposefully towards them. Nobody was fighting now. Redheads, blondes, lunatics, all had recognised a greater danger and were crouching down on the deck in fear.
"Here it comes," shouted somebody.